Good afternoon, sports fans, broadcasting live from beautiful Monterey. This is the Monterey Bay Sports Scene on KNRY 1240. Hiya doing, folks, and Belia Whippy here, your humble host for this week's festivities. Fabulous show we have for you. Football season's a mere 5.5 weeks away, and we have one of the best offensive minds in the country chatting with little old us in Monterey County, guys, so we're glad to have him. He is Tom Kraft, the head coach down at San Diego State, about to begin his fourth season at the school. Good afternoon, Coach Kraft.
How you doing?
Hey, not bad, not bad. Dare I ask, how is the weather down there in San Diego?
It's very hot, very warm, and we're getting some high clouds, so a little bit of humidity, which we're not used to.
Hope when the players arrive, they're not already in sweating practice, are they?
No, we start camp Sunday, August 7th, and then we'll be on the field Monday, so we're about a week away here tomorrow.
All right. Now, let's go back with you. We'll turn back the Wayback Machine to once upon a time, a young lad growing up on the peninsula. You played in the shoe game, if I recall correctly, didn't you?
Yeah, we, Carmel Pacific Grove, right.
And what were your best memories of that little rivalry?
Well, that was a good rivalry. The one thing that we always did is, in the 4 years I was there, we beat Carmel. So that was a good thing.
Perfect record so far. And then you moved on to Monterey Peninsula College, and I believe one of your teammates there, none other than Herm Edwards, now currently the coach of the Jets. Talk about your relationship with Herm and with the whole Edwards family.
Well, Herm and I kind of hit together in different times of our youth, playing flag football in junior high, playing basketball in high school and junior high, and just doing a lot of stuff, running into him off and on in baseball. And then, of course, when we played together at Monterey Peninsula College, we played with some other outstanding people, too. Herb Lusk, who's one of Herman's teammates, Charlie Smith. We had a number of outstanding student-athletes on that team that went on and were very successful. Herman, I kept in touch with him off and on. I went back there last summer and visited with him during their mini camps, and his son Marcus is a senior wide receiver for us this year, and my son Kevin is a freshman quarterback, so it's kind of nice to have both of our sons at San Diego State, where we both played too.
Oh, very nice. The second generation of the Kraft-Edwards connection going on strong for the Aztecs. Talk a bit about the 2005 season coming up, big home opener against UCLA, and as much as press as your offense has gotten your time down there, the defense needs some work. Talk about the great linebacking core that will be missed this year and how you look to replace them.
Well, we really did. I mean, when we came in here 3 years ago, we set a school record for pass offense with over 4,000 yards. We had two receivers that broke the all-time college football history for a receiving duo, J.R. Tolver and Kasim Osgood. They had over 200 passes between the two of them. And then the next year, we had our best defense in the school history. We finished eighth in the country. And we just haven't seemed to get both sides of the ball in balance, matching. And I think we're going to come in close this year, even though we lost four linebackers that are in the NFL right now. Kirk Morrison, who's up in the Bay Area, got drafted in the third round by the Oakland Raiders. We're really going to miss those guys, but we're excited about the new players that we have to replace them. We've got a senior linebacker, Freddie Kiaho, that has been a starter off and on, and then we have a junior linebacker that's got considerable playing time, and then we have a couple of seniors and juniors in the secondary. So even though we're not as...
Oh, careful, Coach, you're breaking up.
We're ready to take over, and we're pretty excited about that.
We're here with Tom Kraft, the head coach at San Diego State. They open September 3rd against UCLA. Of course, Kraft has a lot of local connections. 899-5100, the number here at the studio, if you want to chime in with your thoughts on college football in the great state of California. Now, talk a bit about your offense. You're getting a big boost. Sophomore Lionel Hamilton, All-Conference 2003, missed last year. How is he looking to contribute this year?
Well, you know, he's back from his injury. It was a devastating injury that kept him out all of last year, and he was our player of the year his freshman year, and was a first team American, so he's an unusual guy to have this off your football team. And then our center was up for the Remington Award, and he was suspended for a year for disciplinary reasons. So those two guys in the middle of our offense were very important, and we missed them last year. And then, of course, we started 8 freshmen on offense at one time or another, and 6 consistently. And I don't think you can do that, particularly in the Mountain West Conference, and expect to be competitive. But I think because of that, we're going to be able to be a real good, experienced, young football team that, you know, we run a no-huddle shot in offense and throw the ball quite a bit. And some people with experience are excited about what they're going to be able to do this year.
Sorry, Coach, you're breaking up a bit. Can you tell us again about how different is the offense? It's been called the aircraft offense. What do you guys throw at that maybe even teams in the pass-happy Mountain West don't usually see?
Well, we're a no-huddle shotgun offense, and we're primarily running a triple-option offense in the run game, and then we throw the ball from a variety of formations and spreads. So we're a little bit different that way. I think a real popular offense is a spread offense right now that Northwestern and Utah have committed to run and been very successful with. And we do a little bit of that, as well as take the snap directly from the center. And so we try to do as much of a variety of things that our personnel can handle, and that's kind of been the art of being able to manage what we can and can't do.
And, of course, you have a lot of players to break in that new system. You also have a new running backs coach you have to teach everything to, LaCharles McDaniel, who at one time was an assistant at Hartnell and I believe is a Monterey Peninsula native. Talk about how you got Coach McDaniel and what he brings to the table on the coaching side.
Well, LaCharles was with us our first year, and 3 years ago, and he coached our receivers and did a wonderful job with them. And then, of course, he went up to Oregon State for 2 years and found the weather and the style of living a little bit different than San Diego, so we've got him back here, and we're really glad. And he's going to work with our running backs now. And LaCharles is a great recruiter. He recruited Lionel Hamilton, who we were able to beat Michigan, Colorado, and a lot of schools, Oregon, on him. And we're happy to have LaCharles. His expertise, he's a great fundamentalist, and he's attention to detail, and I think he brings a lot to the combination of our football staff on offense.
Mm-hmm. Now, could you talk a bit about, well, again, the schedule? You mentioned you had to be up Michigan for Hamilton services. You're going up to the Horseshoe, Ohio State, on September 17th. Last year, in one of the most amazing games all year, you had a lead in Michigan at Michigan before losing barely. Why the love of Big Ten road trips, may I ask?
great non-conference scheduling, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What we did when we came in here 3 years ago is we looked and we found out that we had a number of years in which we were committed to play Big Ten and Pac-10 schools and Big 12 schools, and I'm really not an advocate of that. I think we want to recruit against those people, but we don't want to load our schedule up with those people. And I think what I envision as a non-conference schedule for us is to have 2 games that you feel like you can win, have a game that's a 50-50 game, and then, of course, have a stretch game. Now, to me, a stretch game would be an Ohio State or a Michigan or a UCLA. We play Wisconsin a year from now. That's a stretch game for us.
Will that be at Wisconsin or in San Diego?
That's going to be at Wisconsin. So,
figures.
although we only have one of those games, I think it's more in line with our philosophy. And these are games that were scheduled 5, 6, 7 years ago that now we're at the end of those schedules, and they're games that if you want to get out of them, it costs you $3 million to buy your way out, because every time they open the gates up there at Ohio State, it's $8 million for them. So we couldn't afford to get out of those games. So we're going to play them, and I think people have come to realize we've played them a lot closer than anybody expected. I think we've presented ourselves extremely well, not only for our football program, for the Mountain West Conference as well, and we look forward to going back there and tested them, see how we're going to measure up with Ohio State again this year.
Now, the thing that stands out about the Michigan game, not just the amazing catches you guys made, the grin you had when ESPN interviewed you at halftime. What was the general feeling in the third and fourth quarters and at the end of that game when it was just so close against the Wolverines?
Well, we really felt when we went in at halftime that we were right where we wanted to be. We were in the football game even though we were ahead, and we felt there was going to be maybe some opportunities that we needed to cash in on and be ready for them when they came, and they came, and we did. We weren't able to hit a couple of guys that were wide open. That probably would have been a difference in the game. And eventually, the turnover where we got sacked, I think it was in the second or first quarter, was eventually the game winner for them, even though they only scored one touchdown at halftime. And our Ohio State game, our Michigan game, and two of our UCLA games the last 2 years have been decided on a turnover that turned into a touchdown that was the difference in the game. So we really need to, as we become a more experienced football team and we're used to these type of situations, if we can emphasize that, I think that may be the difference in us beating a team like Ohio State back there this year.
We're talking football with Monterey County native Tom Kraft. He's the head coach at San Diego State. 899-5100, the number if you want to ask a question. And a bit closer to home, let's talk about the Mountain West Conference schedule. A bit of a new look with Texas Christian coming over and a balanced four-away, four-home schedule. With Utah running the table last year, what's the general feeling in the Mountain West Conference now that Alex Smith is gone? And is there a feeling that maybe it is a more open shot for you guys to knock off some conference big boys?
Well, I think the general feeling in the conference is Utah's in a position to repeat because they've got a great football team coming back. They lost some key players, Alex Smith, Paris Warren, the wide receiver, Steve Savoy, who was the leading leader scoring in the conference, and that's hard to lose those type of people, and you lose half your coaching staff. So the chemistry is going to be a big thing that Utah's going to have to deal with and develop to repeat as champions, but they certainly have the quality and the personnel to do that. I think BYU always has great personnel. TCU coming in the conference has got one of the best winning percentages within our conference if you measure their last 4 years. So they're going to be very difficult, and now we've got a team from Texas which adds a little diversity to going on the road and having to play in the heat in Texas. They're going to find it a little bit unusual to go up into altitude and have to deal with Air Force and Wyoming and those type of people. So I think it's a very diversified conference, and by adding TCU, we only strengthen ourselves as a conference.
Yeah, not many people bring up the altitude issue, but you have to go to Air Force, your first conference game, and then also you go to Utah, and then you go to Colorado State. How hard is an adjustment reality-wise from going from sea level in San Diego to the mountains on only a day's notice?
Well, I think if you're not prepared for it, it is difficult. Now, we've played Air Force in November the last 3 years. We beat them 3 years in a row, which has never been done in our program. But we've got to go up there in September and play them early. So I think that could be a difference. It's not necessarily who you play, it's when you play them. And certainly it's going to be difficult to open with UCLA here and then go right on the road up to Air Force, and we're over 5,000 feet, and then have to go back to Ohio State. Those are three difficult tasks for us to open the season, but I think if you train a specific way, and we run a no-huddle, we also do some running and training where we hold our breath when we run. We do a lot of different techniques to try to accommodate us going into altitude.
That's a very interesting exercise technique. Is it a sprint with you holding your breath, or what?
Yeah, what we do is we have a progression in how we condition, and I think it's really important to have that type of progression. Not only do you have guys that have to come into shape when we start camp in August, but for us to do these type of techniques to help us get to that point, I mean, it'd be ideal if we could go up and train in altitude before we had to go there, but we just can't. So we've got to do some different types of techniques, and we will hold our breath for the first 20 yards and then exhale for the next 20 yards, and then the next time we may breathe in and out consistently, and we do these type of techniques, it helps build conditioning. And we've got a great strength and conditioning coach. I've got one for strength, John Francis, and then the speed and conditioning coach in Ron Sheffield, who's the women's track coach, and he does a great job getting our players ready.
All right. We're here with Tom Kraft, the head coach at San Diego State. Thanks for chatting with us, Coach. One last question before you go. As you mentioned, the opener with UCLA, we won't hold your breath, but they lost a lot of running back. They lost a lot of good quality players. What do you think your chances are against the Bruins, and who are you hoping to step up on your team to finally slay the Bruin demon?
Well, I think UCLA's got a great running back in Maurice Drew. He's returning this year, and of course, their quarterback position is a little unsettled right now. They had an injury to their starter in the bowl game. He may or may not be ready for a first game, and so we've got to make some contingencies who we're going to face at that position, and then we can't allow a big play at the wide receiver position. I think those are really critical things that we've got to do defensively, and then offensively, I think we've got a little bit more balance this year to be able to do things that make us more productive, particularly in the red area against UCLA. We just haven't been as functional as we should be. So those are areas that we're going to work on in camp and try to focus on those aspects instead of trying to look at UCLA and what we've got to win that game. Now, that would obviously be one of the biggest wins in our football team's history if we could beat UCLA, because we're 0-20-1 against them within the last 25 years. So
you're due.
It's going to be a great game and a great task. We've got them at home, and it's a national televised ESPN game, and we're looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. 5 weeks away. Cannot wait for that. Tom Kraft, the head coach of San Diego State, good luck. Camp opens in 8 days. Best of luck this season, and hopefully chat with us again, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate visiting with you.
Mm-hmm. That's Tom Kraft, ladies and gentlemen, former PG Breaker, now making it big as the head coach of the San Diego State Aztecs. Football season a mere 5 weeks away, and I can't wait.